All right, guys, welcome back to Golf DMV. I'm Claude, he's LB, and as promised, we spent time with the Good Counsel golf team. Shout out to Coach Daniel Booth, who was on the show before. We've been in contact, and he was able, but he was gracious enough to allow us to come out to Manor Country Club in Rockville, which we have not, you know, stepped foot on the premises ever before until Good Counsel invited us out to come to tryouts. That's their home course. So, we were out there. We're going to put together a nice little video on our YouTube channel for you guys to kind of watch some of the footage, watch some of the students. And we just wanted to, play back some of the audio from some of the interviews that we did and share our thoughts on just going out there and watching these kids. And I say kids, but these students, you know, you got some that are going to college next year, some that are freshmen. So you've got.
I'm sick of your kids.
Right. To us, they're kids because I mean, we're old. And so anyway, to go out there and watch the students and just see what they've got going on. But before we jump into some of those interviews and the audio and stuff like that, LB, give me, some of your thoughts, first impressions as we went out there. I know for sure that the day that we were out there, day two, the weather wasn't all that great. A little windy, little damp outside. And coach is like, well, nope. I mean, we may encounter this. And so we're going to get out here. We're going to do these tryouts. Day one, and coach will explain this, day one of the tryouts, they were at Laytonville. And it was driving range, short game area, and putting green. And just wanted to see all different skill sets from all the players trying out. And then day two was essentially a play-in tryout. They played the executive course there at Manor Country Club. And it's about scores. Let's put some scores on paper, get out a pencil, and we want to write down some of these scores, and we want to see, what's going on. So what did you notice? What stood out to you, LB?
I was a little – I didn't know what to expect going in, to be honest with you. It was kind of fun. Watching them and talking to them and, just seeing how they how they take in the game. Mm-hmm. Some of the ladies that – that I talked to at least or saw, they were prepared. I mean, they had layers of clothes. They knew what they were doing. They had range finders. So, mm-hmm. I don't even own a range finder. I took my camera and you'll see, I will plan to post a bunch of pictures from the day on our Instagram page. Couple of things I noticed. One, in his initial coach's talk to the prospective team members in his opening conversation, he explained a lot of stuff to them, just basic stuff like, when you play golf and the weather changes, we don't quit.
Right.
Wear layers, just explaining just the.
Well, and by the way, there were some players out there not in layers.
Yes,
there were a couple of guys out there with just polo shirts on. There were a couple of ladies with the skirts on, and it was like, it's a little chilly and windy for this.
Right. So to my point, a lot of them came unprepared. And when we got there, they were, some were on a putting green, while they were waiting for things to kick off. And you could tell, at least I thought I could, pretty quickly, who was serious about this tryout, who was really wanted to make the team. They seemed to have their game face on. And then you could tell the ones who were just like, oh, this is just an activity for me to not be in class or whatever.
A little fun after school activity.
Yeah.
I got some golf clubs. Mm-hmm.
Right. Let me go out here and play around. And go, again, walking around, watching some of them play, you could tell who was serious or who had a game. And who out there was just, I'm out here hacking it up just to have some fun. Because they were, I watched one person, I won't name him, whether it was a he or a she. Mm-hmm. But on their tee shot, I mean, the ball literally went 3 feet.
Right.
And then they went to pick it up. And then the teammate's like, no, you have to play the next shot from there.
So they made that individual tried out for the team, but may not have been experienced in the game to understand all the
rules and that kind of stuff. So it was interesting to see because, by the way, let me say this though.
Shout out to that kid, those kids too. Like, I was just like, I'm going to get involved in whatever I can at school and the golf trials here. I got some clubs I'm going to go hit. So, shout out to them to the team and to the coach for even, for allowing that. And that there's not even, like, I guess there's no floor as far as, you know, trying out. Like, come on out, let's hit, let's see what's up. And you know, if you don't have it, you can, you know, because I think he had over 40 something kids trying
He
out.
has quite a few.
And you have six starters on varsity. They only have varsity. They've got varsity JVA and JVB. And the coach will explain what that is. But essentially, varsity has six spots for players and four extra spots for like rotation players. And so you're literally 40 plus kids trying out for 10 spots.
Good spots, right.
Exactly. And then you got your JVA where they are competitive throughout the year and they can work their way up to varsity and replace somebody if that's necessary. And then you've got your practice squad, you know, your JVB. But
Right.
anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think that's the gist of what I saw yesterday.
I mean, I'm like you, didn't know what to expect. But a couple of things. You know, number one, there were a lot of freshmen that were out there. Because, you know, first of all, the kids were gracious enough, man, to allow us to take pictures, video them, talk to them as they're, you know, I walked several halls with different groups and introduced myself, talked to a few of them, and you know, they were all just gracious and excited that we were there. I know a few of them wanted to see the pictures that you took. Like, what did I look like? How do I, you know, which is cool because again, they're teenagers. They're in high school. They like that kind of stuff, right? And so that was really cool. But then to talk to them, you know, a couple of freshmen that were out there and said, "Yeah, I play a lot with my family. I'm hoping to, you know, make the team. But even if I make, you know, junior varsity, that's great." But we're out there because they were new to the school and wanted to meet other kids and try to make some friends. And how do you do that in school? You participate in extracurricular activity. You know, there was one kid out there with some nice Jordans on. I did dap him up on his J's, which was cool. There was another young lady out there, and you'll hear her in the player interviews that I did. She was she's a volleyball player, and she's a freshman, and she was like, you know, she plays golf with her family and stuff, and she was just like, you know, so it's not my main sport, but it's off season for volleyball, so I figured, you know, why not? And I thought that was kind of cool too, because, you know, we live in a time where everybody feel like they have to be specialized in one sport or specialized in one thing. And for her to, you know, play volleyball, but then also like, I'm going to try out for the golf team and see what happens. I thought that that was really cool. There were two other players that I spoke to. So most of the players were out in front of the coach. And if you follow me, Claude J Media on Instagram, you will see I took like a panorama thing when he was like talking to the players, when Coach Booth was talking to the players before the tryout. And there were four gentlemen behind him and they were captains of the team, like co-captains. You know, you got a captain, co-captain, vice captain, all that other kind of stuff. Yeah, but anyway, it was four of them, right? And they're on the team. So when we talk about six spots, there's two left, and then
Really,
you've
two
got
spots,
four other ones that can, you know, rotate in or whatever. And so I was talking to two of those guys. Two have already committed to different schools. And so, you know, you get to hear us talk to them a little bit, but they couldn't have been nicer, man, and more inviting to us and talking. I just know that if I was out there and I'm trying out and I'm trying to grind and get this thing, the last thing I'd want to do is talk to two guys on the radio. But they were so invited, man. Like I'm telling you, like they really left them. It's like you said, I didn't know what to expect. But I left like really invested in like wanting to see some of these kids make the team and seeing them you know do well in the WCAC, which I had reached out to the WCAC to see if we can cover a lot of their golf tournaments. Waiting to hear back, WCAC. But if not, I mean, I'm sure Good Counsel is fine with us coming out to their matches and doing stuff. And if we got to work our way through Ground Roots, we'll just do it that way. But the point is, you know, I left with a great appreciation for the coach and what he's doing there. I know the assistant coach was late because he was also doing SAT prep after school because the assistant coach is also a teacher. Coach Booth is a math teacher, and the assistant coach is also a teacher, and he had to do SAT prep. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's more important
It's
than
important.
coming out here and trying to make a golf team. And so that was just really cool to see. I really enjoyed it. It was funny because, you know, we talk about certain things. So, and again, you'll hear this on some of the interviews. I think most of the players, when I ask them, what are they working on right now? Like, where do they got to improve? Everybody will say, for the most part, short game, short game. I gotta get better chipping, gotta get better putting. I'm like, yep. As someone who's probably two times your age, it's not gonna get any better. Sorry to tell you this, but no. They'll get better. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. I'm
Hopefully
not
they
getting
will.
any better at it. But it's a lifelong struggle. And
Definitely.
yeah, no, they were super kind, man, super nice, very, very chatty. You know,
I
and
thought that a few times when I was taking photos that I made them nervous because I noticed I would come up on a group, you know, one would see me and they would say something to the other people in the group and they would all like look at me. So I think, you know, I think some got a little, you know, I may have screwed up a few players shots just by my mere presence with a camera, because I think I did make a few of them nervous. Because one kid in particular, he was about to hit, and he said, "Well, don't take a video." I said, "Well, I'm not. I'm just going to take still shots. So as long as your form is good, nobody will know where the ball went.
Yeah,
You
just
know,
look like you
just
know what you're doing.
right. Just look like you know what you're doing, and it'll be fine." So I tried the pitch, a lot of pitches that I did take, I tried to catch them, you know, at the top of their swing, you know, after they've hit, after they've already hit the ball, just to catch their form and that kind of stuff. And I tried not, pretty much what you do with the pros, you try not to take a pitcher, you know, during during their backswing or before they strike the ball. So I try to give them that courtesy, but a lot of them too were very interested after, you know, after they hit the ball, they'd come over. It's like, so what, you know, wanted to see the photos.
Because that's
Because
what people
I
do
told
now,
them, I
you know what
said,
I
a
mean?
lot of, you know, I'm going to put this stuff on Instagram. So nobody wants to look like an ass on Instagram. That's for sure.
Right, man. No, for sure, for sure. And so, as we're recording this, this is actually what was supposed to be day three of tryouts because they do two play rounds or whatever, two, you know, scoring, but they canceled it because of the rain and wind that's expected today, February 28th, which is a Wednesday, and it's going to move to Thursday. So it's very possible that I might try to make my way back out there to grab some more footage and stuff like that. Maybe I will. Maybe I don't know. But like Elby said, I thoroughly enjoyed my time. You know, to catching up with some of these kids, and you know, look, I don't hang around a lot of high school kids because that would be weird. But I do different programs in the city and stuff like that. It was really good to be around kids who were just cool, man, just out there playing. Very, how do I
Gracious
want
with
to
their time.
just very respectful. You know what I mean? Just real respectful. You know, have something to talk about. You know what I mean? And so that was really, really cool. All right, guys, here is the audio from the Good Counsel tryout. We want to start with Coach Daniel Booth, and then we'll move to the students. Here we go.
It's Golf DMV.
All right, so Coach, number one, thank you so much for your time and allowing us to come out as your kids are here trying out. This is day two of tryouts. Could you explain a little bit about the 3-day tryout process?
Absolutely. Thank you for coming, first of all. Really appreciate it. We're here at Manor Country Club for day two, as you mentioned, day two of three. And what we want to do typically is we want to spend as much time as possible getting to see as many swings, as much golf as we can, as possible over a 3-day period. Golf is growing at Good Counsel. We've over the course of the next today and tomorrow, including yesterday, we'll have probably about 45 different to 50 different golfers come out, vying for essentially three teams of six.
Okay.
So, you know, it's competitive. We're going to have to, you know, make some decisions about some of the golfers and who's going to be our top six in our varsity. We have a JV and we have a third team, which is a practice squad. So typically even though we have six starters on each team, we'll typically have maybe 10, maybe 11 on each team as well. So, you know, as we have like, you know, substitutes and backup and things like that. So we're looking to fill all those spots. But golf has been growing at Good Counsel over the last couple of years, and we are getting more and more people come out. And this is the second day, and this is their first day playing an actual course. We're here at Manor Country Club on the Executive Nine, and we're seeing some swings on a golf course where yesterday, our first day, was at Laytonsville. We have a great relationship with Laytonsville Golf Course. They have us over there, and the first day was kind of mainly driving range work. We had them on the chipping green. We had them on the putting green, kind of three stations, rotated them around just to see some of those initial fundamental skills. And then which leads into today's second day, and then tomorrow, the third day, out here on the course, stroke play, and really just trying to see what scores we've got and seeing how they go from tee to green.
Okay. And so when picking the you know, your six and then also substitutes, scores king, like what are you looking for when it comes to choosing those?
Score is definitely one of the metrics we look at. It's one of the most important. It's not the only thing. It's high school golf, so we're looking for a lot of soft skills like commitment. We're looking for people that want to strive to get better. We do have some parameters. For instance, we can't have seniors that are anything below varsity and things like that. So we have some parameters that we have to play by in the WCAC, as do all the other WCAC schools that we play against, like Gonzaga, PVI, DeMatha, St. John's, and all those guys. Everyone's playing by the same rules. So score is, I would say, one of the things we take into consideration as the top things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we look at other things as well. How old is the player? What's their ceiling? Do they play regularly? Do they come from a family that plays and supports them coming out to play golf a lot? Because it's a big commitment during the season. We practice every single weekday. We don't have a game. And they're encouraged to do their own work during the weekend as well. So we want people that are committed. We want people that can come and really commit to the program, commit to us being competitive. And we want people to buy in and want to enjoy being a part of it. And we have a culture. We really have a good culture, a good council in all of our sports teams where people, we want the right people that are going to kind of lift the school up, lift the people around you, and really work hard to achieve well. So score is definitely one of them, and hopefully the goal is to find someone who shoots the lowest scores that has all that extra stuff.
Absolutely. And when does WCAC league play start?
We have our first match on March 11th, and we're away at DeMatha.
Okay, so it's coming up pretty quick.
Yep, yeah, we have a scrimmage next week against St. Stephen and St. Agnes. Mm-hmm. That's an out-of-conference. And then, yeah, first WCAC play will be next week. This is a big match week. We have DeMatha away. We play them at Widmore Country Club. And that's typically a really good game. We're typically very, very close in terms of our golfers. It's usually we play match play. And it's usually one point in it. So that's usually a good match. We're usually vying with them for some of those top spots. And then we'll play every WCAC team once up until kind of end of April. And then the WCAC Championship will be the first week in May.
Nice. Coach, thanks for your time, man.
Appreciate it.
So you're co-captain here. What's your name? And are you a senior at Good Counsel?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your name?
Trey Puel.
Okay. And so you're a senior at Good Counsel. You've played varsity last year, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I did last year. I've been playing since sophomore year.
Okay. And it's pretty competitive because, I mean, you know, you've got there's a lot of students out here trying out. And I believe the team has six, but you can carry about 10 as far as for substitutions. But what is it like, you know, trying out for the team? You've done this, been there, done that. There's some kids who haven't yet. What are they feeling right now? And what were you feeling when you were trying out? But now you're on the team, co-captain. Talk a little bit about what it takes even to be a co-captain. What they may be feeling right now.
So I remember my first day, it's kind of nerves inside because, you know, don't know what to expect. But then once you get, like, off that first tee, your nerves kind of dwindle away. And then being a co-captain, just putting that work every day during the off-season, winter time, finding indoor veins, summertime. Just all about getting that work in.
Now, for a parent who's listening or a student who maybe in middle school or in high school and hadn't tried out for their golf team, what's like your regular routine in season and out of season to improve your game, to maintain your game, and to try to stay sharp for the season?
My routine is usually coming to the range after school every day. Off season, trying to find like an indoor bay. If you have a swing coach or know someone who's a swing coach, having him work in the swing. But it's just like working on something every day. You can do stretches for flexibility. Hip mobility is a big part of the golf game. But mainly just practice every day. Range, find a putting green, you can swing in your basement, anything.
And so what part of your game are you working on right now? If there's one part that you really want to improve, what part of that?
Probably off the first tee driving. Get the nerves away from the first tee is probably my biggest improvement for this season.
Okay. Now, how do you expect to do that?
I think just practice, seeing the swing coach, work on like a routine, getting a routine down to like have that the whole time is probably the way I'm going to approach this.
Okay. And talk a little bit about the your school golf balance, you know, being a student, because you got to get in the books. You know, Good Counsel is heavy on academics and on, you know, character and things like that. How do you balance being sharp in the classroom and sharp on the course?
I think it's just managing your time. It's a big thing. Like when you're at home, having that, if you have free time in school, get your work done. Our coach here, he's a math teacher, so if you need help with a subject, he can help you. But like utilizing your free time in school and managing your time is a big part of balancing both.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, what's your name?
Taylor.
And Taylor, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Oh, senior. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
This is your first year trying out for the golf team? Or
No.
You played before? Okay, nice.
Yeah, I've been on JV for 3 years.
Okay. Oh, you've been on JV for 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So as a senior, coming out, and I've been talking to a lot of the fellow students trying out a summer freshman. What do you try to do as a senior to show a little bit of leadership on the team for some of the freshmen who may be out here, maybe a little nervous, and perhaps even have a lot of, you know, of growing and doing their game?
I just try to be very encouraging and, like, show them that everybody has bad shots. Because
you can say that again.
Yeah,
everybody
has bad shots. Even Tiger Woods has bad shots.
You ain't lying. A lot more lately than back when I was your age. Let's see. So, what's part of your game are you trying to grow the most as a senior?
Probably my short game, like 100 yards in, is where I struggle the most.
We were just talking about that. Two of us old men were talking yesterday about our game, and we were like, man, if we can get the short game dialed in. And hopefully you have better luck than I do on this short game. So what are some goals you have for your senior year?
I want to shoot in the high 30s. Okay. And break 40 more often. And I also want to just be a good teammate and make some good memories.
Good luck to you, Taylor. Thank you.
I'm Dylan Sony, and this is my first year at Good Counsel.
Nice, freshman. All right, so have you been playing golf ever since you were a kid?
I've been playing since I was about 5 years old. I used to live in Texas, and we had a course right on our house.
Oh, sweet. And so what made you want to try out for the golf team here?
I just thought it would be a nice competitive getaway, meet some new friends, and of course get better at golf.
Absolutely. So what part of your game are you trying to work on, man?
Definitely my chipping and putting game. That's what I struggle with most.
That's where you make all the money, chipping and putting. Let's see. And so talk a little bit about how you feel, man. How are the nerves here at tryouts and all that? Because you're a freshman, you know?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm starting to get to know the coach more. But yeah, yesterday went pretty well for me, so I just got to do a little better today.
All right. Do you think, my man? Appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
My name is Molly Feldman. I'm in ninth grade.
Sweet. And so how long have you been playing golf?
Since I was little, but I took a long break because I play volleyball as well, so it's not my main sport.
Okay. Are you playing volleyball at Good Counsel too?
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay. So is there anything that you can take from the volleyball court onto the golf course as far as like your mindset when you're playing and just that competitiveness?
I mean, honestly, yes, with that competitiveness, honestly, I mean, it's just like going out on the court and then going out on the course. You just have to like know that you're gonna mess up and make mistakes, like just what happened just a minute ago. But honestly, it's just like be confident in yourself.
Nice.
That's
nice.
My best thing.
Nice. All right, so what part of your game you got to work on the most, you think?
Honestly, with golf, chipping and putting is my struggle right now.
Short game. That's where the money
it's
is.
That's short game.
Right. What's your name?
Teddy Howard.
Okay, Teddy Howard. And so senior year, you're a captain on the team, right?
Yes, sir. I'm one of. One of the three seniors on the team, and probably third up in the captain list.
Okay, nice. There's a lot of freshmen out here trying out. What do you try to do for the younger players?
Right now, my goal is to make sure they have fun on the golf course and that they know the rules and keep good etiquette and pace of play.
What's the biggest difference, besides maybe distance or whatever, in your game from freshman to senior?
Probably consistency. If you look at even some of our top freshmen, you'll see their inconsistency with some of their wedge shots from 100 yards and in. But sure. but that's probably what sets the seniors from the freshmen is consistency and just experience.
And what are you trying to work on most in your game?
My game? It's probably my routine. I like to consider myself a pretty good player, but sure. But right now routine is my number one thing. If I can stick to that routine every shot, then that'll get me to that next level.
And your coach is telling me, so I think everybody already knows, you've already committed to golf next year. Where are you going?
Yes, sir. I'm going to Washington College on the Eastern Shore. I'll play under Coach Dan Philippon there for the next 4 years, and I can't wait.
Love that. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
All right, bro. Take it easy.
Yeah.
And so your name and what year is this for you?
My name's Caitlin, and I'm a senior.
Oh, nice. Okay. How long have you been playing on the team?
This is, like, my first year, like, or, like, that I'll probably be playing on, like, the special team. I mean, I was on, like, JV last year, but, like, yeah.
What do you think the biggest growth point in your game is from JV last year to your senior year here?
Probably just, like, practicing over the summer and, like, probably my drives. My drives used to be terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, but, I mean, once I, like, learned, like, the small things matter in your swing, like, I really kind of nailed it down to get more, like, more of a better range on my drives, yeah.
Nice. Do you play a lot, you know, with your family and stuff on weekends and friends?
Yeah, I do. I play a lot with my dad and my brother. Yeah, it's kind of our family game, so.
I love it. Now, what courses do you guys normally play?
We normally play at College Park because we live, like, right near UMD, so we normally play, like, the UMD one. Or sometimes we come out here, like, to Blue Mash, but, yeah, we're trying to find like a, we, my dad told me to find like a club to belong to.
Yeah, we play at Blue Mash a lot on Golf NV. And that's when my son, he's 11, he's playing on the PGA Junior League team at University of Maryland. So we're over there all the time now too. So what are you trying to accomplish this senior year? Like, what are some goals just for yourself?
Definitely to, kind of same as Taylor, to like hit like in the low 30s and like break 40, but like also just kind of not let my attitude like affect my game, because like that's like a big thing. Like if I hit one bad shot, I just like kind of hit bad for the rest of the time, because like I'm thinking, oh my god, I suck or something. But yeah, definitely that, and just like kind of bounce back from like one bad shot. Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck.
It's Golf DMV.
All right, so yeah, so that was the Good Counsel golf team. Had a good time out there at Manor Country Club. By the way, Manor, if you ever want to, you know, yeah. So two requests. Manor, if you ever want Golf DMV out, you know, to play the course, do a feature on you, we're more than willing to do that. Number two, WCAC, if you want some coverage this 2024 season, we're more than willing to do that. But Good Counsel Golf, we're going to cover the stuff and just see what's up with the kids. And I keep saying the kids, with the students. With the young men and the young ladies. And I, and another thing, you know, when we had him on the show, Coach Booth, he had talked about how Good Counsel has more female golfers than a lot of the other schools. And he does. I mean, there was a lot of young ladies out there trying out for the team.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. Hopefully they do their thing and, you know, make this team, and we'll be able to get out and see them. By the way, was going back and forth with our good friend Bailey Davis of the DMV right now at University of Tennessee, Go Vols. She shot a record. Recently in competition. We've been going back and forth with her. We're going to get her on the show in a couple of weeks and catch back up with Bailey Davis. So any last words, LB, you want to say before we jump off this?
No, but if you got a kid, get them some clubs. You know, mm-hmm. Man, it's a good opportunity. You know, is everybody can't be an NBA player, you know, but a lot more people can be golfers. You know what I mean? Whether you do it at maybe not the professional level, but I think there's enough opportunities for kids to get scholarships in golf. So it might be an easier path than football or basketball.
Yeah, scholarships to college, man. You know, and also like business opportunities once you're out of college. Like I don't see a lot of networking deals happening at pickup games, you know, on the street around the corner over basketball. Yeah, I don't see it happening. But with golf, it happens, and it opens up doors and access to all kinds of things. You know, when you play, like LB said, get your kids some clubs and have them watch or listen to Golf DMV. All right, y'all, we'll be back.